Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Sunday, March 30, 2025.
Concerns over U.S. immigration policies. Concerns are growing as travelers face anxiety over U.S. immigration policies. Muhammad Isanullah, a 20-year-old British citizen from Leicester, received a $3,000 scholarship to work at a camp in Minnesota this summer. However, recent incidents of travelers being detained or deported have made him rethink his plans. Strict immigration rules under Trump have left many questioning their ability to enter the U.S. without issues. In one case, a Lebanese doctor at Brown University was sent home despite having a valid visa after border agents found photos on her phone linked to Hezbollah. Similarly, Canadian citizen Jasmine Mooney was held for 12 days at the Mexican border while reapplying for a work visa. These experiences have prompted warnings from various governments, including a British advisory stating that citizens may face arrest for violating U.S. immigration rules. As a result, many travelers, like Canadian Pat Basto, are seeking advice on how to manage these new challenges. The current atmosphere has created fear and uncertainty for international travelers, raising important questions about their rights and the future of tourism.
CK Hutchison's port sale under fire. CK Hutchison Holdings Limited is facing scrutiny from Chinese state media over its plan to sell ports near the Panama Canal to a group led by BlackRock, an American investment firm. A post from the Weibo account Yu and Tanchen, linked to China's state broadcaster, raised concerns that this sale could jeopardize China's national interests, likening it to handing a knife to an opponent. This situation underscores the sensitivity around foreign investments in essential systems. On the same day, China's market regulator announced it would review the deal, signaling potential legal hurdles for CK Hutchison. Reports indicate the company has encountered delays in the sale process, but the deal isn't completely off the table. The quick removal of the critical post raises questions about how China manages foreign investments, highlighting the delicate balance companies must maintain in international dealings.
Dissolution of USAID announced. The U.S. Department of State plans to dissolve the U.S. Agency for International Development, known as USAID, by July 1, 2025. This decision, part of the Trump administration's strategy, aims to change how the U.S. gives aid to better align with national interests. Secretary of State Marco Rubio insists that foreign aid should focus on strengthening partnerships with key allies, arguing that USAID has strayed from its original purpose. Despite these changes, USAID will keep its disaster response teams to provide urgent help, like food and safe drinking water, during emergencies such as the recent earthquake in Myanmar. This move raises worries about ongoing projects and could affect U.S. relations with countries that depend on American support. Overall, it reflects a shift in U.S. foreign policy towards reducing spending and prioritizing national interests over traditional aid commitments.
Protests in Istanbul over mayor's detention. Tens of thousands of people gathered in Istanbul, Turkey, on March 29, 2025, to protest the arrest of Mayor Ekrem İmamoğlu, a key opposition leader and rival to President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. İmamoğlu was taken into custody on charges many believe are politically motivated. This protest, organized by the Republican People's Party in Maltepe, is the largest Turkey has seen in over a decade. Citizens expressed their anger over political suppression and economic struggles, waving Turkish flags and holding signs that called for justice. Since İmamoğlu's arrest, nearly 2,000 people have been detained, with 260 still in jail awaiting trial. Erdogan dismissed the protests as a mere spectacle and warned participants of possible legal repercussions. The political climate in Turkey remains tense, with growing calls for early elections as the CHP argues that the government has lost its legitimacy.
UniCredit's bold move in the Italian banking sector. UniCredit, Italy's second largest bank, has secured approval from the European Central Bank for its 14 billion euro offer to acquire Banco BPM, a smaller rival. This strategic move reflects a growing trend of consolidation in Italy's banking industry, which is rebounding from the financial crisis of 2008 to 2012. With rising profits driven by high interest rates, the environment is ripe for mergers and acquisitions. UniCredit's board is set to approve the necessary share issuance to fund this bid, following swift shareholder authorization. The Italian market regulator, CONSOB, is expected to clear the offer document soon, allowing UniCredit to officially launch the tender for Banco BPM. CEO Andrea Orsol, known for his deal-making skills, assures that shareholder returns will remain a top priority. Meanwhile, Banco BPM is moving ahead with its own acquisition of Anima Holding, valued at 1.8 billion euros, despite recent concerns from the ECB about potential benefits from certain capital rules. UniCredit has the option to withdraw its bid if expected gains do not materialize, keeping a close eye on Banco BPM's profitability and capital levels.
New transitional government in Syria. On March 29, 2025, Ahmed al-Sharaa, the leader of Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, announced the creation of a new temporary government in Damascus. This follows the collapse of Bashar al-Assad's regime in December 2024. The cabinet includes key figures like Assad Hassan al-Shibani as foreign minister, Anas Kitab as interior minister, and Marhaf Abu Khazra as defense minister. Their goal is to forge a new political path for Syria, introducing a ministry to address humanitarian emergencies and another to engage the youth. The international community's response will be crucial in determining the government's legitimacy and effectiveness as it faces ongoing challenges in the region.
Rising tensions in Sudan and South Sudan. Tensions are boiling over between Sudan and South Sudan, fueled by a new alliance formed in February 2025 between the Sudan People's Liberation Movement North, or SPLMN, and the Rapid Support Forces, known as RSF. This partnership raises serious concerns about a wider regional conflict, as the RSF has been clashing with the Sudanese army since April 2023, trying to expand its control in central and eastern Sudan. In response, the Sudanese army is reportedly backing South Sudanese militias to counter the SPLMN and RSF along their lengthy 2,000-kilometer border. Meanwhile, South Sudan is grappling with its own political crisis. The rivalry between President Salva Kiir and Vice President Riek Machar has escalated, with Kiir placing Machar under house arrest, pushing the nation closer to civil war. The SPLMN's alliance with the RSF has drawn criticism due to the RSF's history of horrific acts, raising fears of new attacks against both the Sudanese army and civilians. As the Sudanese army aims to push the RSF west of the Nile River by capturing key bridges in Khartoum, the RSF's ability to navigate through South Sudan and into Ethiopia poses a significant threat. The situation remains uncertain, with the potential for increased violence and instability in the region.
U.S. auto tariffs and trade relations with Canada and Mexico. Concerns are growing over new U.S. auto tariffs that could strain trade relations with Canada and Mexico. Recently, President Trump announced a 25% tariff on global automotive imports, set to take effect on April 3, 2025, raising doubts about the U.S.'s commitment to the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or USMCA. This agreement had previously established protections for both countries against new tariffs. Under the USMCA, Canada and Mexico were granted a 60-day grace period before any tariffs could be imposed, along with duty-free quotas for millions of vehicles. Mexico is set to receive a quota for parts imports valued at over 100 billion Mexican pesos, while Canada's quota is worth around 34.2 billion Canadian dollars. Despite these safeguards, Trump is pushing forward with new tariffs, seemingly ignoring past commitments. The Canadian government expects the U.S. to uphold the USMCA, while Mexico is carefully considering its legal options. This situation underscores the importance of fair trade practices and the potential impact of unilateral tariff actions on the automotive industry, which is crucial for both economies.
Debate over Trump's museum executive order. A heated debate has erupted in Washington, D.C. over President Donald Trump's executive order aimed at limiting programming at federally funded museums and cultural institutions labeled as anti-American. Critics, including Bender Ernest, argue this move undermines the American value of embracing diverse opinions and threatens our cultural richness. Central to the controversy is the Smithsonian Institution, which houses 21 museums and the National Zoo. Trump's order directs Vice President J.D. Vance to oversee the removal of stories that create division about our history. One exhibit under scrutiny is The Shape of Power, Stories of Race and American Sculpture, exploring the ties between race and art in the U.S. UCLA professor Kyle Mays has called the order a fascist move, while historian Claiborne Carson warns that claims of historical revision reveal deep national rifts. Conversely, Cindy Werner from the Frederick Douglass Foundation defends the order, claiming it will broaden our understanding of American history. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, also on the Smithsonian Board, criticized the order as a distraction from urgent issues like Medicaid cuts. This executive order has sparked vital discussions about how museums shape our national identity and the importance of preserving diverse cultural narratives.
Protests in South Korea over President Yoon's impeachment. Massive protests erupted in Seoul, South Korea, on March 29, 2025, as hundreds of thousands rallied for and against President Yoon Suk-yeol. This unrest follows Yoon's impeachment by the opposition-controlled National Assembly, triggered by a controversial martial law decree from December 2022. The Constitutional Court is deciding whether to uphold the impeachment, with a ruling expected by June 2025. If upheld, a quick election will take place within 60 days to choose a new president. A recent Gallup Korea poll shows that 58% of people support Yoon's removal, revealing a deep divide in public opinion. The protests featured rival groups with political signs and flags, highlighting the country's political tensions. As the nation awaits the court's decision, the stakes are high, emphasizing the vital role of public involvement in South Korea's democracy.
Dr. Peter Marks resigns from FDA amid misinformation concerns. Dr. Peter Marks, the top vaccine official at the FDA, has resigned, sparking concerns about the future of public health. In his letter to Acting Commissioner Sarah Brenner, he expressed serious worries about how misinformation is affecting vaccine safety decisions. Marks criticized the leadership for prioritizing misleading information over scientific facts, stating that meaningful dialogue with anti-vaccine advocate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was not possible. This resignation coincides with plans by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services to lay off 10,000 workers, which could severely impact public health services. Marks played a crucial role in the rapid approval of COVID-19 vaccines and is known for the initiative Operation Warp Speed. His departure has drawn sharp criticism from experts like Dr. Paul Offit, who argue that it allows misinformation to overshadow vital public health discussions. With a measles outbreak affecting over 370 people in Texas, the stakes are high. Mark's resignation highlights an urgent need for transparency and integrity in health policy. What does this mean for vaccine safety in America?
Australia prepares for tariff talks with the U.S. Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is preparing for important tariff discussions with U.S. President Donald Trump. On March 30, 2025, Albanese expressed his eagerness for a one-on-one meeting to address upcoming tariffs that the U.S. plans to announce on April 2. These tariffs could significantly impact Australia, especially after Trump's recent tariffs on steel and aluminum, which affect Australian exports. Albanese noted that his government has been actively engaging with U.S. officials on these issues. The timing is critical, as these announcements coincide with a five-week election campaign in Australia, culminating in a general election on May 3. This election will determine whether Albanese or Peter Dutton, leader of the Liberal National Coalition, will best handle U.S.-Australia relations and economic concerns. The outcome of these discussions could greatly influence Australian businesses, particularly those in the steel and aluminum sectors, as issues like the cost of living and price gouging by supermarkets take center stage.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.